Calm your bird.
This week on Altoons, it's Ladies' Night, no matter what time of day it is, with a big shout-out to Women's History Month and the music of Ashley Condon, Diana Delirio, Explicit, Dee Dee Austin, plus the new one from Natalie Duguay, and so much more. Yous ready, PEI? Let's get her done!
Ladies with an attitude. Ladies with an attitude.
Ladies, all the ladies, louder now, help me out.
How's she going, Prince Edward Island? I'm your host, Adam Michael James, and you are listening to the March 28th, 2025 episode of the PEI Arts Award-nominated Isle Tunes. Now, March is Women's History Month, and because women so absolutely rock, face it, it's only because of when that you're here, I'm gonna tell you how this recognition came to be. The first International Women's Day, now observed on March 8th. I would have gone into this then, but I was a little busy with something called the Music PEI Awards. Maybe you've heard of it. Can be traced back as far as 1911. Can you believe that? But it wasn't until 1969 that women's rights advocate Laura X pushed for an entire month, feeling that it wasn't fair for roughly half the human race to only get a single day to be celebrated. Damn right, Laura X. In 1980, the day was expanded to a week, and finally, 1987 saw the very first Women's History Month. In America, anyway. Canada followed suit in 1992. Given the current push for women to be resubjugated back to the kitchen and or re-relegated to being baby machines, I'm gonna do my part here to lift up the women of the PEI music scene, women from many different walks of life, by playing you a cross-section of their songs. You've come a long way, baby, as that Virginia Slim cigarette ad used to say in the late 60s. Yeah, I know, I just reffed a cigarette ad, but my fellow men, you gotta get over yourselves. Women are so equal. Stop acting like they ain't. Recognize. Let's kick it straight from the top with a woman who's been making her own way in a male-dominated genre for almost a decade. In 2016, underground hip-hop artist Explicit dropped her first rhymes, and this ultimately led to her being the first woman nominated for Music PEI's Rap Hip-Hop category for Trapped in My Head, a track that shone a spotlight on mental health awareness. What you're going to hear here comes from the same 2022 EP, Exit the Premises, and it's the opening cut, no less. Keep it in mind while you remember that even a away from the mic, Explicit works to involve more women in rap, something this song even touches on. Starting this Isle Tunes nod to Women's History Month, late in the month as it is her appropriately titled Domination. Spit it!
Don't you tell me I don't want it, I've been working hard to get it. All my fancy wood I'm building, never had to burn no bridges. I connect the dots in front of me to see the bigger image. If you can't see what I see, then I suggest you check your vision. Man, I'll always raise the bar the way I raise all of my children. While I'm making honest living, here's my word to all the women. You can be what you desire, spitting fire like Explicit. I just do this to inspire all the women that will listen. Been through the ringer, best believe I'll never go back. Cause I've been getting deals like Walmart Super Santa rollbacks. Nobody's gonna faze me, they are all just future toe tags. See them flexing out in public, bet they couldn't lift my notepad. We'll always go the distance, steady pace up in this marathon. Try stepping up to me, I'll push you off the set of stairs. You're on intimidation tactics, as if I'd even be scared at all. You gloat on your false pedestal, but trust you won't be there for long. Explicit domination, I'm here to all that waited. There was a reason that I told them I was underrated. If I said it, then I meant it. I don't go against my word. Was treated like a blah-blah black sheep. Wait until I lead the herd. I climb the ladder. I deserve this. Treat this game like it's my purpose. My fans know that I stay working. I get off my ass and earn it. Ain't about the flashy sideshow. If I did, I'd join the circus. You all are lame as hell. Never sell my soul for Prada purses. Often worded as a real one. What you give is what you get. If you try to take a shot, you better show up with a vest. Keyboard killers in my comments. Vultures never see the threat. Backspace on their map, but repercussions in their head.
I got my own mind.
watch it break it. Ain't gonna take it. Watch it break it. Ain't gonna take it. Cause this girl's got the right to go and take it. Cause this girl's too real to ever fake it. Watch it break it. Ain't gonna take it. Watch it break it. Hey, hey.
The Amanda Jackson Band on Isletunes coming ashore with a selection from their 2020 album Ocean. That was Break It To Ya. Amanda got together with Dale McKee and Todd McClain in 2017 and formed the band as a natural extension of their friendship. You'd never know that this record was conceived, recorded, and produced in a cabin located deep in the woods, all secluded and whatnot. Without the distractions, connecting with one another is easier, and connection is a theme in the band's work, along with focusing on social awareness and what makes us human. I would never cop to being human since I'm only visiting this planet, but you ain't heard it from me. The only import from Colombia that might be important to you is coffee, but I've got one for you that you're going to want to start your day with just as much. Diana Delirio comes to PEI by way of Boyaca, Colombia, a small town situated in the mountains between Bogota and Medellin, which Madonna sang about on her last album. Diana is a graduate of Holland College's vaunted School of Performing Arts program, and it was while under its tutelage that she started recording Spanish language material, fusing the expected sounds of Latin American music with experimental pop. Her latest just came out March 13th, and you're gonna need it next to you, as it's called Junto a Mí, or Next to Me in English. Diana Delirio will have you delirious as she croons to you in Espanol on Isletunes.
Make
Altoons brings you Diana Delirio, who brings us a little bit of Colombia here on the island with her latest track, Junto a Mí. Coming up, Didi Austin proves to us why Canada's Got Talent, the ND is okay with her latest francophone frolic, and Maxine McLeod turns PEI into Nashville, if just for a few minutes. Minutes, hours, days, weeks, months, years, centuries, every tick of the clock behind you is literal history. And I'll admit, it can be very easy to forget what came before. I have to strain to tell you what I had for lunch yesterday. But when it comes to recalling past events on the island, well, you're lucky you have me, because I got virtual paper cuts thumbing through virtual history books for you to once again regale you with this week in PEI history. April 2nd, 1892. A notice in the Daily Examiner instructed all those having any accounts against the P.E. Island Electric Company to furnish the same on or before the 15th of that month. It was signed by James Waddell, the secretary of said Electric Co. Owing to the loss of translation that occurs by reading 19th century text through a 21st century lens, I can't tell if folks had issues with the electric company or they were just being told to pay their bills, but I'm honestly shocked, for once no pun intended, to hear there was even an electric company for anyone to be a secretary of in the 1890s. After all, some of you guys didn't have power until the 1950s and 60s, in the rural parts of the island anyway. That's really shocking. Now pun intended. March 30th, 1951. The Guardian of the Gulf reported that a rent control bill had been blocked in the PEI legislature by a Dougald McKinnon. As you may or may not know, rent control, at least here, prohibits landlords from raising your rent more than once a year, plus they gotta give us 3 months' notice of said increase. Weeding through the legislative gobbledygook the article put forth, it didn't say why McKinnon was against the bill, just that the government body could be held open over the weekend in order to pass the bill. And obviously at some point, if not in 1951, it became law. I don't know why anybody would be against having rent randomly raised with no warning, but they must own their homes. March 31st, 1915. The cover of the Charlottetown Guardian featured no headlines, just a festively dressed lady with a big bonnet next to the title Spring Fashion Number. In the bottom right corner, an homage to the upcoming Queen of Festivals. Easter was just around the bend, happening on April 4th that year, which waxed quixotic about fashion taking on new life, just like spring. Once you opened the paper, you saw a two-dimensional runway worked by women under the descriptor militarism rampant in new tailored wear. Undoubtedly, the influence of World War I, known then as the Great War, a conflict in which fascism already played a part thanks to its emergence in Italy and move into Germany, and I don't have to tell you where that led. Fashion, fascism, I shouldn't have to tell you which one should never be in style.
Hi, I'm Baja Royalty, and you're listening to Altoons with Adam Michael James.
Thank you.
Kaylin McCauley is the answer to the fiddle riddle on Isle Tunes with this toe tapper called Grumpy Earl in summary, but which is a medley of, takes deep breath, the Earl of Dalhousie's happy return to Scotland, MacLeod's farewell, Ramnee Cayley, and Trip to the Market. That is just one of many masterful tracks from Kaylin's 2017 album Fortune Favors the Bow, produced by her fiddle teacher Aaron Crane. Between the two of them, the bulk of the CD was recorded in one day, and that's largely down to Kaylin's skill, built up from starting on violin at 5 and fiddle at 9. She also played with the Queen's County Fiddlers. Oh, did I mention that she was 14 when she recorded this? I will also mention in the spirit of full disclosure that it's Kaylin's fiddling work that appears on the Isle Tunes theme. I simply had to have her on it. Now you know why. What are song lyrics but poetry set to music? Interdisciplinary artist Tanya Davis just takes that concept one step further and infuses a lot of her music with a coffeehouse feel that'll make you remember doing spoken word nights in the 90s and aughts. But Tanya's no ordinary poet. She's the Island Poet Laureate, and she's going to be performing in Japan soon. Urayamashi! That's, I'm so jealous in Japanese. Oh, and what's interdisciplinary, you may ask? That's a form of artistic expression that pulls from multiple disciplines, for example, science or technology or literature or philosophy. This selection of Tanya's was so nice, she recorded it twice. The original, more stripped-down version on her 2006 record Make a List, and a jazzier, more daddy-o version on 2008's Gorgeous Morning album. It's the latter I've got queued up for you. So don them black turtlenecks and groove on Tanya Davis as she brings you a giant concept encapsulated in a three-letter word. Art. On a nine-letter word, Isle Tunes. No, you don't get triple word score for that.
I wondered what would be the worth of my words in the world. If I write them and then recite them, are they worth being heard? Just because I like them, does that mean that I should mic them and see what might unfurl? Growing up.
to school. Got a good job, you will reap what you sow. I know better now, but I went to school. Master demand and supply the truth. I learned is that those papers won't provide what we need to get by. Oh, depression pills, I've had my fill, and my money's all been spent. Living month to month, working to pay rent.
Attempting to do something that's a lot harder now since the numbers have blown up the past few years, Elsie sings about working to pay rent on Isletunes. It's one of three laments on Elsie's recent EP, My Laments, which she says summarizes her feelings about some dark and unhappy realities of life under capitalism, according to her Instagram. This trio of tracks follows two singles of last year, one of which earned Elsie an Album Art of the Year nomination from Music PEI this year, for her own artwork, mind you. The Charlottetown-dwelling London, Ontario native doesn't just make art, she makes cheese from a small business of hers, and a learned motto she lives by is, the act of creating is more important than the end result. Tasty. This young lady has been taking the Maritimes by storm, and she's been high school age the whole time. This week she had a chance to take Canada by storm, and that she did, impressing the panel of judges on Canada's Got Talent, a panel including stars Howie Mandel and Shania Twain, by the way. Yes, I'm talking about Dee Dee Austin, and while the 19-year-old member of Abugut First Nation already has a gang of more up-tempo tracks combining contemporary elements with traditional indigenous ones, it's this hard-hitting slow-burn ballad that is now also making a name for her on the national stage. I'm sure you've guessed I'm talking about her song Buried Truth, which has done a lot to add to the conversation about traumas suffered by students of residential schools, forced cultural assimilation and abuse amongst those traumas. Shania said Dee Dee has a sweet soul and a sweet voice, and Howie Mandel hit the golden buzzer, which opened the door for Dee Dee to move to the semifinals and included a $25,000 prize. She's going to put the money towards her career, and if she could put out a powerhouse like this on her own, imagine what she's going to be able to do with that kind of cash. If you didn't catch her on Canada's Got Talent, you can make up for it by listening to her on what kind of qualifies as an audio PEI's Got Talent, only without the contest aspect. I want a golden buzzer for my house, though. This is Dee Dee Austin, digging up the buried truth.
They scrubbed our skin with a wire brush. They broke the boundaries of all trust. Forget the language our parents taught us. 'Cause when they're done, you won't recognize yourself. They cut our hair, they scarred our skin. They tried to break the child within. They cut our hair, they scarred our skin. Our hearts, they ached with pain so hard to bear. As we longed for our parents' loving care, no love was shown. No kindness there, only unearned shame. fear. Hardwood floors laid throughout this place. The workers here, oh, what a disgrace. They were attempting to wipe our whole race. Feelings of anger, grief, and shame. They cut our hair, they scarred our skin. They tried to break the child within. Yeah, they cut our hair, they scarred our. Revealed at last.
I can say no more about it. Just wow. Dee Dee Austin, Buried Truth, Isletunes. Still to come, Natalie Duguay spends a white night with us. Nadia takes us high while on the low. And Ashley Condon thinks your love is beautiful. The weather's warming up a bit. The snow we've gotten this week has been trying to fool you, but it hasn't stayed on the ground now, has it? Of course, nudged up temps mean more shows for you to catch, and I'm here to help you keep it all straight, if you'll pardon the expression, by expressing to you gigs to dig across Prince Edward Island. Tonight, Friday, March 28th, it's the SOPA Winter Concert Series at the Florence Simmons Performance Hall. Thursday, April 3rd, it's Island Jazz, tribute to Ghibli music, hope I said that right, at Baba's Lounge. Looking into next week, April 4th, Trevor Lowell Clements and the Barn Cat Poetry Beat are performing at Bununu News. I hope that's enough news. That's in Charlottetown. April 5th, it's concert at Park Royal with We Three and former members of the Blue Crystals at Park Royal United in Charlottetown. April 6th, it's Island Jubilee Old Time Radio Show featuring John Connolly and Catherine O'Brien at the Florence Simmons Performance Hall. April 10th, it's Island Jazz, John McInnes and Mark Parsons at Baba's Lounge. And also April 10th, Don Ross is at Harmony House in Hunter River. Don't forget, Baba's Lounge holds an open mic night every Wednesday at 9 p.m., hosted by the one and only Kinley. Yeah.
I'm Drea McDonald, and you're listening to Isle Tunes.
Oh,
Following on her 2023 debut album, Virtuelle, which snapped 2024's Prix de l'Acadie nomination from Music PEI, that's Nathalie Duguay with her very latest Nuit Blanche on Isle Tunes. She might be new-ish when it comes to recorded material, but she's not new to Island stages. She's performed with both Tidal Tones and Got Blues, and even while doing her solo stuff, she's still a part of the duo Nat and Wayne. These dualities rather suit her because she's a big proponent of singing in English and French, which is why her record features offerings in both those languages. I don't know if this new single is meant to be a standalone or a beacon indicating a new album, but I do know you'll be able to catch the ND live this summer, maybe even on Victoria Row. Look for her, and you will find. Okay, yeah, the States has Ariana Grande, but you know what? We've got Nadia. She's from Charlottetown, and she started channeling her inspo Ariana in 2021, infusing her brand of R&B with both an intimacy and a sophistication that clearly comes across in everything she does. None of this should be surprising. She was already posting videos of herself singing in her room at age 10, and this book ended with Nadia winning Music PEI's Music Video of the Year Award for 2024. We're going to acknowledge that, Omega, but go back to the Alpha, an allegorical way of saying it's time to play that first track of Nadia's from 2021. This is the one that started it all, and it's On the Low, because it's on the Isle Tunes. This is low, I don't ever want to go high. Nadia with On the Low on Isle Tunes. If you want to see her award-winning video, look up Intertwine on Google. It's a red and blue bonanza that's sultry as all get out. Nadia is about due for a new single, I would say. I hope it's soon. Nikki Gallant calls herself a maker-upper of words-er, and I can't think of a more apt description of what she does. That talent saw this girl from Summerside through the creation of her first two albums, but the third time's the charm didn't hold for her, at least not at first. It ended up being quite the journey. She recorded Number 3 with Nathan Wiley on hand in 2018. It was mixed in 2019 and slated for a 2020 release until two unfortunate words we've all had to use at some point. Because COVID. Maybe that's why when Nikki's album finally saw the light of musical day in 2022, she called it Subtle Motions. She's described it as having a more adventurous slant than her previous work, and it was released among two unrelated singles she did with New Brunswick killer Kylie Fox. Nikki had a busy year in 22. Isle Tunes gives you her Subtle Motion query, is she holding you? Nikki Gallant wants to know. Now.
There's a light out on the harbor. I sink like a stone. Heard the creaks in the floorboards, and I thought you were home. Can't sleep.
There's no point in losing.
Yeah, it is. Ashley Condon with the declarative statement, Your Love is Beautiful. That's a cut from her 2013 album, This Great Compromise, on Isletunes. That she calls herself a roots singer-songwriter, storyteller, and woods dweller is not a coincidence. She released her first EP in 2007. By 2016, she was touring with Catherine McClellan and Megan Blanchard as one-third of the Eastern Bells. She's now a co-owner of venue Copper Bottom Brewing in Montague, which fits because the transplant from Pictou in Nova Scotia has long made Montague her home. Ashley's last record was 2017's Can You Hear Me, but you really can't blame her. Can you tell she's been busy? One doesn't often set their GPS in PEI and expect to have it direct one to Nashville, but that's what happened with Maxine McLeod. It shouldn't have been unexpected. She was already drumming and singing in the band of her father, Island C&W whirlwind Gordon Gallant, by the time she was 12. Humble beginning, sure, winning the 1986 Summerside Lobster Festival contest, but by 1992, it wasn't just the lobster that was like butter. Maxine had connected with Nashville for her debut album, There Is a Heart. Her next record was a 1994, but we're going to stop at 1997 for the CD Love This Deep, which spawned three videos that were played on CMT, Country Music Television for the uninitiated. This song didn't get a clip, but it's a good reminder in the storms that we're currently getting in 2025, it's just a little rain, and you're standing under an umbrella with Maxine McLeod and Isletunes.
As a child, I feared the thunder and the lightning in the nighttime. I would lie awake and tremble drops of water from the sky. It's just a little rain. Sometimes the angels have to cry. The clouds will pass as all things do. It's just a little rain. As a girl, I've come to terms with my survival in this world. I have learned to count my blessings every day. Whenever storms roll in, it always comforts me to know a rainbow can't be very far away. It's just a little rain. I've overcome it by and by. It's just a girl has got to cry. The clouds will pass as all things do. Soon the sun will shine again. No need to give up on my dreams. It's just a little rain. The sun will shine again on me. It's just a little rain.
Maxine McLeod bringing some country ballad goodness with 1997's Just a Little Rain. The shower isn't done yet. Maxine now records as Maxine McClellan, and she released an entirely self-written album, Pieces of Me, in 2016. She's also a member of Treble with Girls, along with Sheila McKenzie and Jolie Peck-Kai. They did cheat and put one guy in the group, and they put out a Christmas collection for 2020, and did that year need some damn cheer. I want to take this moment to send an Isle Tunes cheer back to Al Tuck and Patricia Murray. Not only are they kick-ass recording artists, they're the latest to subscribe to the Isle Tunes YouTube channel. Doing so won't usher in world peace or anything, but it will help the algorithms make YouTubers more aware of the channel, plus you'll get notified when new episodes of this here podcast go up. So do a little clicky and subscribe. While you're listening on YouTube, if that's where your ears are taking it in, peep the description for a PayPal link that will allow you to donate to my podcast Delinquency. Not for nothing, all funds funded go toward the expenses involved with getting episodes up once a week. As the Partridge family once said, no dough, no show. They also added a no snow to that, but it's not applicable here with the latest white stuff all melted and everything and all. If PayPal ain't your groove, but you still want to contribute, you can become a subscriber on Patreon and get access to exclusive videos of long-form interviews and live performances. Did I mention that's all for just $5 a month? Maybe you'd rather get something to hold in your hands for your monetary efforts. So feed that need with Isle Tunes merch. There's t-shirts, hoodies, jackets, coffee cups, even an Isle Tunes calendar. Doesn't matter if the year's a quarter of the way over, it still works. Altunes.creator-spring.com is where you could snatch that stuff up. Got comments or suggestions? Maybe you want to send in a recording of yourself doing an Islanderism to start an episode like Christine McFadgen did? Get at me on 902-807-4250 or at amj@isletunes.ca. Isletunes also does the social media thing via Facebook and Instagram, where I make it a point to post links to where you can buy the music you hear here to help the artists out. Musical contribution to the Isletunes theme by Kaylin McCauley and John Hasham. Show concept by Rocky O'Neill. Coordination assistance by Jackie Robichaux. I'm Adam Michael James, and that's going to wrap up this episode and March. How we're almost into April already, I don't know. I also don't know who I'm going to play for you next Friday, but I do promise another heaping helping of not potatoes, but island artists from every era and genre that taste just as good, if not better. So do your ears a favor and come on back for that, and do the show a favor by helping me tell people about it, because without you guys, it's just me basically making a mixtape for myself and hearing myself talk. Also, without you guys, fascism could very well spread up here to Canada, and believe me, y'all don't want that. Besides, that's so 1945. Talk about out of style. Never going out of style is the Gijs de Vries quote, "Ultimately, freedom and democracy are stronger than fear and tyranny." You know it. Thanks for listening, PEI. Season 7.